The pirates thundered across the plain, moving as though they were being pushed forward by a wind from Death's Kingdom.
Everyone hold your fire! We just be wasting shots! Ready? Fire! Reload!
Ryan, do you have a beat on Hatcher?
No! There's too many out there!
So let's thin the herd!
Ready? Fire!
This is like shooting fish in a barrel.
Now this is hardly the time for boasting.
Yeah, it is. Look, they're retreating.
Sure enough, the pirates wavered, turned, then raced back toward their windwags. Seven of them would never sail the prairie again.
Yeah! They were testing us. Won't turn them back easy next time.
What are they up to now, Ryan?
It looks like Hatchet Jack's giving them a pep speech. He doesn't look too happy.
Ryan continued to watch the activity through the binoculars. The cadre milled around their wags, and he saw several clamber aboard each one, Hatcher included. With a series of lurches, the fleet rolled forward. The wags were maneuvered closely together until a gap of only 6 or 7 feet separated the hulls. The pirates were crouched between the curving sides of the craft, snug on the inside of the formation. The remainder marched behind. Almost every man was protected by mobile cover. It was a strategy Ryan had expected and feared. The first sortie had been experimental, testing their defenses and the quality of their marksmanship. Hatcher hadn't wanted to risk damage to his craft unless it was absolutely necessary. Apparently, he now considered the risk necessary. The engines that powered the fan blades, which in turn filled the sails, were protected by sheet metal cowlings. The balls fired by the muzzleloaders didn't have the velocity to penetrate the sheathing. Even shooting the sails full of holes would only slow the advance, not halt it.
Eyes on your targets!
Ryan raised the Steyr to his shoulder, fixing one of the pirates in the scope's crosshairs. He waited until the man's head, shoulders, and torso filled the sight. Though the light was growing stronger, the Starlight Scope's laser image enhancer was still useful. A hail of bullets smote the windwags, splintering handrails, tearing gouges in the woodwork, and puncturing sails.
Good shots!
Shifting the sights of the Steyr to a center wag, he saw Hatcher appear on the deck. A ferocious grin split the man's bearded face, and Ryan's finger tightened on the trigger. At the same instant, Hatcher brought up the M79.
Everybody down! Move!
Ren had fallen short, impacting explosively against the face of the hillside. Still, the concussion shook the ground and gouted dirt, turf, and gravel in all directions. A cloud of smoke, dust, and pulverized rock particles hung in the air like a veil of soiled chiffon.
He's close enough to make him count! Fall back! Everybody, fall back!
Ryan had just enough time to see the smoke trace an arc heading right for him. The Gren landed, no more than 3 feet away. A battering ram of hot, almost solid air slammed Ryan off the top of the hill.
Ryan!
Ryan, take my hand!
Ryan looked up to the top of the hill. Twisted smoke rose, and he saw the sparse grass was covered with a glistening crimson dew.
Christy!
Let me go!
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.